wrapping up the show today. I'll try and do this in the proper sequence. I'd like to say that in our recent trip to Tucson, I had a lot of people come up to me and tell me my voice is sounding better every week and what's the status. So I'd like to just give everybody just a quick status. The surgeons are done trying to fix my voice with a knife. It's over. It's done. But the surgeon says, with the speech therapy I start next week, that I'm going to find a lot of my old voice back. So I want to thank all of you who have listened to the last 2.5 years while we struggle through this little incident we called we call it the crash in the Romero family. So I'm working hard to find the voice that you have listened to for the last 30 years. I just have to retrain my voice to work properly. So thank you all for your patience. I've listened to the show with my injured voice and have thought, that guy don't sound so good.
but you're feeling good. That's good.
I do. I am absolute. I am 100% drug-free. I am 100% pain-free. And I'm very grateful for that. Now we're just going to get the voice back and we'll be back in the driver's seat. Hey, what are your takeaways from today's show? My takeaway is, again, thanking Pima County homeowners for electing Rosie on the house, the number one best homeowner resource available in the Arizona Daily Star Reader's Choice 2021. We're the winner. So I want to thank all of our Southern Arizona listeners.
My takeaway had to do with a blog. I do love the wildlife habitat kind of idea for your yard, especially pollinators for your garden. And so I'm going to kind of click through some of those links on that article and find some more things we can do. We have quite the little population of quail and bunnies. And I would like some more lizards, maybe a few more kinds of birds. I might do like Bruce and add some extra bird feeders in the back. But we've actually had huge little, what do you call a bunch of hawks together?
They were the Harris hawks. Hung out in the backyard for quite a while.
Well, they're just down the street now.
Yeah, they move. They move a half a block.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they like pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. They've been very active right in our backyard. Mm-hmm. I've got some great pictures of them sitting right on the telephone pole in the backyard, just looking down at me. And my dogs are running around the backyard, staring at them, pointing at them, barking at them. It's kind of funny. So the one thing I take away of that article is I generally print it out so I can have it here in the studio. I forget all the links that are embedded when you get it digitally by subscribing to the Rosie on the House newsletter, which you can do by simply going to rosieonthehouse.com, hit subscribe, and you'll be given the digital newsletter every single week.
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, and we were congratulating ourselves for the Reader's Choice win. How about congratulating ASU? They had a good win Thursday night.
Big win, 41-14, Southern Utah.
We got Arizona playing BYU a little bit later today. I don't think the Lumberjacks play till next week. I don't think.
I'll have to check on that.
So, yeah. Go Cats. We'd like to see we'd love to see a win over BYU. Your takeaways for today, Gary?
I didn't know we had 4 different species of mosquitoes, and they're all picky. Yeah. Some like dirty water. Some like clean water. Some don't like people, certain types of people. Who knew? It's kind of like, you know, maybe they like red wine, white wine, who knows? I don't know. That's an old bug trick, though, putting red wine in a bowl and having bugs attract to it. Usually they get in it, boom, they're dead.
Okay.
But use cheap red wine.
We were running a contest today about back patio tricks you may have brought, maybe from your original home or something you've learned since you've been here in Arizona. We did find out that with all the man-made water locations we have in Arizona, we actually do have quite a mosquito population. What tricks do you use on your back patio to eliminate the mosquito nuisance in your backyard? We'd like you to give us your idea by texting 411-923. Right at the end of the show, we've gotten quite a slug of entries here, but it doesn't mean you won't win. We're going to take all those entries and draw one name. One of you that are submitting ideas will be invited to join us September 20th to a Diamondbacks suite to watch the game against the Atlanta Braves. First pitch at 6:40 on September 20th. Text your idea to 411-923. And in the meantime, y'all have a blessed week. Enjoy this great state.